Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
I feel like my coworkers are always taking these amazing trips while I'm stuck at the office. How can I get better at using my vacation days? Well, the really short answer is make a plan and follow through. People who take great holidays make the time to plan them. So take a look at your calendar and think, where do I want to go this year and when do I want to be there? Then you can submit some dates to your boss for approval. You are given vacation days so that you can use them. So if you're not taking all of them, you're doing yourself a major disservice. You deserve time off just like everyone else. And when you make time to recharge your batteries, you're going to find that you actually perform your job better. So make time in your busy schedule to do some holiday planning. And if that's hard for you, put reminders in your schedule so that you know, okay, this weekend, I'm going to look at the fun things I want to do for me. You can also tell a friend your goal so she can help support you in making it happen. Now, if you're anything like me, it's easy to feel like your life is outpacing you. And there is a simplicity to showing up for what you know you have to do and who you have to care for. And that can easily take up all of your time and leave you feeling depleted. And I mean like consistently, which is miserable. Women work hard at the day job and they come home and they keep working. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I've learned from some of my more organized and intentional friends that if you want to have a beautiful holiday, you have to plan for it to make it happen. You gotta, as Hoda Kotb would say, and don't we love us some Hoda, make space to focus on that plan and enlist help from your partner or friends if you feel like you need it. But it could be as simple as looking at your calendar for the year in early January and visualizing what you want your holiday time to look like. Maybe you're not traveling for all of it, but if you don't plan it at least a few months out, it's going to get expensive and that can feel prohibitive. So put your planning pants on and get after it. And I bet you'll start to feel so proud of yourself, even for just marking some days off on the calendar with where you want to be. Because then seeing it in that way on your calendar, you can start daydreaming and visualizing it in your head. What is it going to look like? How am I going to feel? What are we going to do? And that is going to lift your energy and give you something joyful to look forward to. And we all need that so much, maybe now more than ever. And I hope you have the type of boss who is supportive of you taking the time that you need and are allotted. Because when you do that, it makes you a better employee. If your boss is fundamentally not like that, if he's like, I can take a lot of time off, but you not so much, then I would say you might want to consider if you're really in the right place for you, which is a conversation for another time. But just know that you deserve your time off. So take it and take it with exuberance. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.